Welcome to the Black Student Success Summit podcast. This first season was recorded live at the 11th annual BSSS on April 19th, 2025, held at Portland State University, produced by the Black Educational Achievement Movement, or BEAM. The voices you'll be hearing throughout this podcast will be those of the students that attended the summit and expressed interest in participating in a number of different podcast sessions hosted by Morgan Jones. You'll also hear from BEAM's Executive Director, Noni Causey, as she gives us some insight into her motivations for creating the summit and why now more than ever that it's important that our youth have these types of opportunities. We hope that you take a listen as we center the voices of our community's youth. Our goal is to make sure they are active in the conversation as we continue to build their future. Please take a second to rate, subscribe, and share this podcast, because we want their voices to reach as many ears as possible. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy.
Have you had a session today that you were really excited about?
Yeah, it was the mental health one at the beginning when we first came here.
And what was exciting? What did you learn?
That mental health is like important, even if you're a man.
Okay, that's a bar. How about you, John?
Mine was a mental health one too.
Okay. Did you learn something different than him?
It's okay to show your feelings and it's okay to talk to other people about how you feel.
Is that something that you already knew or
kinda, yeah,
were practicing? Or did that like make you feel like, oh, I have permission to do that or something?
I already knew I could, but like it made me feel even more open to talk to people.
That's so amazing.
If I talk to people about anything, I could.
I absolutely love it. How about you, Jacody? Did you something that was exciting in any of these sessions?
Well, for me, it was the Divine Nine. That was really fun. My brother's stepdad, he was a Q. And so just like learning the other ones and like seeing what their history and what their founders learning about it and like seeing it in person. And like also like their energy carried in the room too. Like they're just joking with each other and just having a good time. It's like acting like a family. Doesn't matter where they are, it's like you're at a cookout, and then how you felt included. And then also like the legal professional one too, that was pretty fun.
It's a time that we come together where you can drop your title, don't give me a bio, none of that. I want you to come and talk to these students like they're your nieces, your nephews. I always tell people they can't be you if they can't see you. So how do I know I could be a nuclear physicist if I've never seen a Black nuclear physicist? How do I know that I can be an engineer working on Bonneville Dam? How do I know I could be a pilot if I never see it? So this is a place where you could just come and meet doctors and lawyers and engineers and pilots and construction workers and beauty salons, entrepreneurs. We just have a host of Black professionals that just show up to say what they do, and kids get to ask them questions for like, you know, 40 minutes at a time, and kids get to see other kids.
I have lived here for about, I think it's 4 years now, but I was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. So coming out here was a huge culture shock. This thing that I'm actually, the BSSS thing that I'm at right now, this is the most Black people I've ever seen in Oregon in my whole time that I've lived here. It's really nice. But yeah, St. Louis was just definitely way different. The people here in Oregon are very passive aggressive, but the people in St. Louis are just aggressive aggressive.
You learn how to be in community and family with one another. That's basically what we teach, is how do we not say bad things about each other? How do we lift each other up, have some fun, and hang out until next year? And then you get to come back the following year and help others. That's it. That's what we do.
The fact that you guys are already having these experiences, though, and having experiences with each other and being able to have at least a group of people that are on somewhat of a same track. And by that, I mean looking at the future. Doesn't even matter if your futures look anything like each other, but having that idea is already giving you strong wind behind you for your future, and that is huge.
The opening ceremony that we had, they talked about how, you know, you want to be around people that are smarter than you. You don't want to be the smartest person in your group. You want to be around people that challenge you. And I will say that all these groups that we're in, all these things that we do, it's not even necessarily to get into a good college, but more so just to succeed.
Yes, to have your people. These are our people.
Nonghazi is a Portlander. I've been here my whole life. Even though I'm the executive director, I feel like I am my students. I am the typical kind of black student who grew up in Portland, Oregon, in all white school across town, who always wanted more people like me around. I always felt like a kind of a duck out of water. I've grown up in this original house in Northeast Portland my whole life, and was bused over to Southwest Portland and was in schools with a bunch of people who didn't look like me, knowing that they didn't want us there. And I remember my whole life thinking, I just wanted to go back home. I just wanted to be home and be with people like me. So when I got the opportunity to work for the community college, and I designed a program for black students just so we could get together and you know, write our papers together and do support groups together, because representation matters. And so Nonghazi is a mom. I'm a mom of four black boys who went to Portland Public Schools, and I knew they needed something different too. So I think I needed to create the platform that I wanted to have. I really think a lot of the work that I do is to heal my own inner stuff, knowing that we're a very small population here. And if there's things that I needed as a young person, our young people today need the same thing. And so creating something that will allow us to be together and for our students to see the possibilities that they have.
Beautiful. Thank y'all so much. You get to go to lunch now. You know, I don't. I'm going to go do something else. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing yourselves, because that's what doing any sort of memorialization of a moment is, whether you write it down or you put it into a podcast mic and it goes into a Rodecaster. Like, it's all the same. So thank you. And there's a level of vulnerability that you have to even sit down and do that. So shout out to y'all very much. Thank you for being here. I hope the rest of the day is incredible.
Thank you.
Y'all have fun.
Thank you.
Great. Go start a podcast.